I slowed to a walk and studied the situation up ahead. I didn't suppose that the dog catcher would be at the pound at that hour of the night, but I didn't care to take any chances. If I had seen his white pickup with the cage in the back, I wouldn't have risked a visit with Ralph. He was a nice guy and all that, but there were many nice guys in this world, and the nicest of them didn't hang out with dog catchers. I checked out the place, gave it a thorough going over with my optical scanners, and came up with no signs of the dog catcher. At that point, I began to relax and resumed my journey. The dog pound had always struck me as kind of a lonesome place, sitting up there on that little hill with no trees anywhere around and with the wind moaning through the mesh of the pins. Why Ralph chose to stay there was a mystery to me. I would have found it depressing. Well, I marched up to cell number 3, which is where Ralph had stayed last time I visited. Sure enough, there he was, stretched out on an old carpet sample that lay on the cement floor. I pushed open the nose with my door and went inside. He appeared to be dead asleep, with one paw in the water bowl. I sat down for a moment to rest and gathered up my reserves of energy. Ralph, wake up, Ralph. An old and dear friend has dropped in for a visit.
Skull, scruff, snort, can't swim.
You must be dreaming.
Drowning.
No, dreaming.
Help.
Ralph, are you awake?
No, but I'm fixing to drown.
That's absurd. Oh, I see. Your paw is in the water bowl, which is sending confusing signals to your sleeping mind. Remove your paw from the water. He rolled over and stared at me. His ears were crooked, and so were his eyes.
Did you say that my paw's in the water and he's fixing to drown?
I smiled. You just removed it, Ralph. All's well.
Were you just talking about my paw?
Yes, your paw was in the water.
What about Ma?
I narrowed my eyes at him. Ralph, you have trouble waking up, don't you?
Uh-huh. I sure hope he got out.
Who?
My paw. He never could swim a lick.
Oh, I see now. You thought I said paw, when actually I said paw. I paced away from him. Ralph, this is your lucky day.
Thanks, but it looks like night to me.
That's true, but not for long. Day follows night.
Not if you sleep all the time, it don't.
Ralph, I'm sure you remember me. I waited. He yawned. I say, I'm sure you remember me.
Oh, sure. You're Clyde.
No, not Clyde.
Harvey?
No.
Spot?
You're still asleep, Ralph, which explains why you don't recognize me. Walk around, give yourself a nice stretch, and it'll all come back to you. He rolled out of bed, jacked himself up to a standing position, and gave his head a shake. Those big ears popped like a bullwhip.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember.
I thought you would.
You served time here once, didn't you?
That's correct, Ralph. I had been arrested on suspicion of hydrophobia.
Uh-huh, yep. It's all coming back now.
It was a pretty scary experience, actually. And I came within a whisker of getting my head chopped off and sent to the state lab in Houston.
Austin. State labs in Austin. Uh-huh, it's coming back now.
I thought it would. A guy doesn't forget the dogs he served time with on death row. It's a very intense kind of experience.
Uh-huh.
He walked around in a circle, then went to the water bowl and took a drink. His toenails clicked on the cement when he walked.
Yep, I've got you pegged now. Your name's Oscar. It took me a minute.
I narrowed my eyes and glared at him. Ralph, your memory's not so good. Not only am I not Oscar, I don't even know a dog named Oscar.
Huh. I sure stuck out on the names. What day is this?
Monday. Thursday. What's time to a dog, Ralph? He sat down and began scratching his ear.
Just thought I'd ask. Your name wouldn't be Rocky, would it?
No, it wouldn't be. And come to think of it, I'm sorry that I went to the trouble to come by and say hello. My name, for your information, is Hank the Cow Dog, and I happen to be head of ranch security on a place south of town.
Huh.
It's a big outfit, huge outfit. I'm sure you've heard of the Four Sixes Ranch, the Pitchfork, the JA?
Not really.
Well, my outfit is bigger than all three of those put together.
I'll be darned.
And I'm head of ranch security.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe that was you.
Thanks, Ralph, but I'm afraid that won't make up for the damage you've already done. I can see that I'm not welcome here. And it just so happens that I have many warm and loyal friends in this town, and I think it's time for me to leave. I got up to leave, but didn't walk very fast.
Oh, don't be that way. You walked in here and woke me up, and I'm a little slow on the giddy-up. I guess I've been asleep for 3 days straight.
Asleep for 3 days? Don't you ever do anything around here besides sleep?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I get me a drink of water, and every once in a while I'll eat a bite.
You must be bored out of your mind. Don't you ever wish you could do something?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Play ball?
Hurts my teeth.
Chase cats? Hunt rabbits? He stared at me with those mournful basset eyes.
You know, I chased a cat once, but it took so much energy I never did it again. I guess you could say that I don't have a whole mountain of ambition.
I began pacing back and forth in front of him. Yes, and that's too bad, Ralph. I mean, in many ways, you're not such a bad guy.
Thanks.
But here you are, lolling around and sleeping in the middle of the night, doing nothing with your life, wasting your talents in a two-bit jailhouse. And while you're doing nothing, life goes right on without you.
I was afraid of that.
Ralph, it breaks my heart to see you like this. Too lazy even to remember the name of a friend.
Yep.
What you need is a project, an important mission, something to live for.
Yep. I never had any of that.
Exactly. Suddenly I stopped pacing and whirled around to face him. Ralph, I've never made a habit of giving away free advice or butting into the lives of other dogs.
That's good.
But in your case, I'm going to make an exception.
Uh-oh.
You've made such a mess out of your life, you've become such a lout and a slug, that I'm going to take time out of my busy schedule and help you make something of yourself.
Now, hold on just a minute.
It won't be easy, Ralph, I'll tell you that up front. But the hardest part was deciding that you wanted to change and do something different with your life.
But...
And with that behind us, I walked over and laid a paw on his shoulder. I just happen to have the perfect deal for you, Ralph. A top secret mission to save a lady in distress.
I'm kinda busy.
And her four lovely children.
Need to catch up on my sleep.
From a gangster dog named Rambo, Congratulations, Ralph. You've been chosen out of all the dogs in Twitchell to take part in this mission. He rolled his sad eyes around on me.
You're awful pushy.
She's my sister, Ralph.
That's my name, too.
No, her name is Maggie. Your name is Ralph.
That sounds better.
What time does a dog catcher come to work?
First light. Any time now.
Good. Great. Excellent. Here's what we're going to do. I revealed my plan to him. He stayed awake through the whole thing, which was pretty good for Ralph.
He's a car barkaholic, huh? We get a lot of those guys out here. Jimmy Joe can't stand a car barking dog.
That's perfect. Couldn't be better. As soon as we hear Jimmy Joe coming down the road, we'll take off.
Sure sounds like a lot of trouble.
Yes, Ralph. But there's a reward in it for you. His ears jumped up.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's a different deal. I thought maybe you was just mooching off a friend.
Not at all, Ralph. This reward will be something special. I didn't have time to tell him that his reward would be waiting for him in heaven, because at that very moment, my ears picked up the sound of a vehicle coming down the Caliche Road.